This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Welcome to it. It is a Donnerdag, 5 minutes after nine. Oh, yeah. I used to hate this day, hey? Sis was talking the other day about the longest day of the week. That was my week, Donnerdag, especially primary school days, Donnerdag in Afrikaans. And then you have to do those recitations, the poem, Bully Led, Jarman. Hey, anyway, let's talk about something more colorful, shall we? Thank you. What letter are you on the LGBTQI plus? Have you come out? Should you come up? The terms associated with gender identity shows and proves that gender is evolving. Or a gender as we know it is constantly evolving. Growing up, we knew about gays and lesbians. But as years go by, we've seen that LGBTQIA+, the community itself, is growing. So today, we would like you to share with us, which letter are you on the LGBTQI+? Have you come out? Is it necessary for you to even reveal the so-called reveal? Should you? Why?
Hi there, Kai FM. So my name is Stephen, and yeah, I'm out to my family, to my close friends. I think that's what's most important, right? Like, most important is that you find yourself and acknowledge your own truth. But I also had to come out at home because I thought it was important that my family acknowledges my truth and, like, you know, stop asking me about Abomakoti and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So since we had that conversation, you know, my family doesn't ask me that stuff anymore. I'm not as anxious to be at home. I don't feel the pressure that I used to feel. I was actually quite depressed. Mm. Before coming out, you know, because of all these expectations from people. But yeah, now that I'm at a good place, my family knows what's up. Yeah, I'm in a really, really good place. The only thing now is just like when I do find the person I want to marry, it's going to be quite a scandal for a black family now. Here's Mkwenyana and Mkwenyana, what's going on? But yeah, I mean, that's not... You know, I'm not the one that has an issue with that. Anyone that does, that's their business.
Yes.
I'm here to live my truth, and it's up to other people to adjust to that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Don't be even be stressed about finding Mkwenyana. As long as your family and friends are on your side, that's it. That's it. Hence my question, is it necessary for you too? Maybe yes, in Stephen's case, that, you know, you needed that, you know, the people you love and care for and care about know who you are so that... Whatever you do subsequent to that, just, you know, it's a natural process. It becomes such a simple, organic process. Now, for many people, the month of June signals the year's halfway point. Even when you go to Kaya 959.co.za, you'll find we have a mid-year check-in. You know, you see, mid-year check-in. 5 tips to keep track of your goals. We do have it today. Read it. It's quite a fascinating article to read. But that also shows that is the signal that we are at a halfway point. But for an ever-growing part of our community, it signals Pride Month. And across the globe, eh? I gave you the history about it last week, so you can check the podcast. The weeks ahead, even on this show, are all about the LGBTQI+ community. Paying tribute, celebrating, and educating the rest of us about gender diversity. And as well, bringing awareness to the various advocacies and concerns within this population. Many people, however, in the LGBTQI+, have still not openly revealed which letter they belong to. And this could be to a number of reasons. Many don't believe it's necessary to come out, to the public in particular, because one may feel comfortable being open about their sexual orientation and gender identity with some people, not with everybody. While many others in the LGBTQI+ may be concerned about perception and how people will react and the dangers involved and so on, because there are still dangers, sadly. Hence, I'm asking you today, under the hashtag LGBTQI and coming out. I could have done this hashtag as an I and coming out, but I thought, no, let's put it all there. LGBTQI and coming out. I wanted to put the plus as well, but you know, the minute you do a hashtag with a plus or any of the symbols, it rejects it. So, yeah, LGBTQI and coming out. Which letter are you? Have you come out? Is it necessary to explain yourself to others? Talk to me. Must have been on my Facebook page exactly why I asked. Answers exactly why I asked that question. Is it necessary? And he says, T, it is not necessary for people to explain themselves to anyone, even to their parents and their community, because people, who ask people about being straight? It's wrong on so many levels. The LGBTQI community shouldn't even be up in arms protecting themselves from people who refuse to understand them. Yes, people hate what they don't understand. How about you pick up a book or Google at least to try and understand? Oh, it's so annoying that a grown person, I.E. Kaluse, their existence, something they had no choice to be. My question is, why aren't straight people being asked stupid questions like, why do you like women or men? You see why I asked that question? Exactly. Thank you, Mo. Kimo sexual. Mo Sabine. Yes. Huh? Tammy Dish was a guest on Sidebar with Sutu, and he said something very profound. Listen to it before I give you the three teaspoons.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday.
Here's what Tammy Dish said about coming out to Sutu Meya.
Coming out generally it should be about oneself, mm-hmm. and coming out to themselves and making sure that they're comfortable with who they are. And the journey that they're embarking on discovering themselves and the things they're about, who they are, what they like.
Mm.
But also, it just has to be done carefully in such a way that it doesn't scar you, it doesn't damage you, it doesn't make you vulnerable to, you know, the violence that exists within our people.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the three teaspoons on why some members of the LGBTQI plus community are still not out. One is no one's business. What one's sexual orientation is no one's business. Actually, I can end it here. One teaspoon, done. Because we have normalized that we are owed an explanation. The fact is, we are not owed any explanation. The fact that you don't ask a heterosexual person a question about their choices, the same is expected of the LGBTQI community. They owe you no explanation. Two, not coming out could also be dangerous. Isn't it said that there are some countries, even in this continent, and communities, even in this country, where being part of the LGBTQI plus community can be dangerous? So most queer people don't come out because of the risk and dangers that may be faced, that they may be faced with, to live openly. And the last one of the three teaspoons on why some members of the LGBTQI plus community are still not coming out, it is not your right to know.
Causing delays on the N3 north after Linksfield Road. The delay is not too major, just approach with caution. In Selby, traffic is moving slowly on Main Reef Road in both directions between Crownwood Road and Bonanza Street. Expect delays in Randburg on Malibongwe Drive after President Fashir Drive, as well as at the corner of Witkorpen Road and Malibongwe Drive. In Sandton, there's an accident on Republic Road before William Nicol Drive. Moving to Houghton, there's roadworks being conducted on Pretoria Main Road after 11th Avenue. And be on the lookout for roadworks on the N1 in both directions between the Soweto Highway and the N17. For anything I've missed, please call me on 011-634-9525. Buckle up and drive safely. Bonso Motsepe, Kaya Traffic.
Bonso, let me put you on the spotlight. LGBTQI, do you know what it stands for? Which letter? Each and every letter, what it stands for and what it means?
I think I do. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and what's the I?
Intersex.
Thank you.
And then asexual, and it continues with a plus. Are you identifying with any of those?
No.
No, not for you.
Not.
Okay. Now, we're talking about if it is necessary to really come out. Because that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think it's absolutely necessary to come out, Uncle T. Yeah. You know, I feel like people have this entitlement that they have to into people's lives and how it is that they live it, the choices that they make and the people that they feel that they are.
Mm-hmm.
But in actual fact, the responsibility rests with you as a person who's looking on the outside, if you're interested in something, to ask the right questions using the correct tones.
Mm.
But your expectation cannot be that the LGBTQI plus community must come always and explain to you, this is the person that I am, these are the decisions that I make, and this is how I choose to live my life. If you have a vested interest in my life and me as a person,
yes,
you wouldn't even need to ask many questions.
Yes.
Because if you know me and you are like, okay, Mbali is pansexual, when I tell you about it, utlobali this thing ya hore, oh, okay, it explains a lot. And then your questioning along those lines will be of a curious mind.
Or a judgmental one.
Yes, or a judgmental one. But it's because you are being inquisitive in you wanting to know.
Mm.
What we need to get rid of is the expectation that a person...
The entitlement.
Yes, an entitlement. Yeah, for a person who chooses something that is different to what society has deemed normal needs to explain themselves to you. And that's where the challenge is. Because why do we need an explanation? Does it change the price of bread? Does it change anything? Do you get paid more at work if I tell you what my sexual orientation is? Do you get a promotion tomorrow after you know? No. So relax.
We're talking about the LGBTQI plus. Which letter are you? Hmm? Is there a need for you to even explain yourself, even if to your loved ones? Hmm? Talk to me. Declare it. Claim it. Okay? And I like what Mo said earlier on. Mo explained something, because you'll immediately say, when a guy comes out, you say gay. He says, no, wait. Not that.
Hi there, Kai FM. Personally, I identify as queer and not really gay. I'm a guy, I'm a black man. But I find that the term gay for me brings up like a lot of assumptions and stereotypes that I don't feel I identify with. Whereas queer, kind of, actually I prefer homosexual, to be honest, but you know, that takes sort of long to say. But I feel like queer is more accurate and there's less pressure or assumptions about it.
Happy Thursday to you, man. This is Musa from Mahlageng.
Hola, Musa.
Kindly explain for me the difference between pansexual and bisexual.
Bali, actually, if I may paraphrase, she said, we have this entitlement and sort of we feel it's inherent and it's right for others to explain themselves to us. If you're curious, in the world of Google, the era of Google, you can do that. Just Google it. What is pansexual? What is bisexual? And should you know, should you read that and you still find, or you still have questions, then you can dig deeper. Okay. Let me, in the same page of Google, let me go to pansexual and read about it. Let me go to bisexual and read about it. All of this is entitlement. We feel people must explain themselves to us. That's why even the term coming out, it's insulting. Coming out way. Huh? Hence we ask the question, is it necessary for you to explain yourself to others? Call me. 086-00-00959. Which letter of the LGBTQI plus are you? As we celebrate Pride Month and educate.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00959.
Coming out generally should be about oneself and coming out to themselves and making sure that they're comfortable with who they are. And the journey that they're embarking on discovering themselves and the things they're about, who they are, what they like. But also it just has to be done carefully in such a way that it doesn't scar you, it doesn't damage you, it doesn't make you vulnerable to you know, the violence that exists within our people.
That is Tammy Dish talking to Sotho on Sidebar with Sotho. Busi.
Hi, Tibos. How are you?
I am good. So which letter are you?
I am an L, a lesbian woman. I identify as a lesbian woman.
And should you? Is it really necessary? Do you know? Do you owe anyone an explanation?
I feel I don't. Nobody owes anybody any explanation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you cannot just go to people and start telling them how do you have sex, who are you dating, and all that. So why is it that on the LGBTI plus Q community we need to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's meant to be in a closet.
Yes.
A closet is meant for clothes, not people.
Mm-hmm.
People should be who they want to be, and they don't owe anybody any explanation.
And maybe that's why there's a problem with the phrase coming out.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. What do we come out of?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't understand what is it that you need to come out of. We've been activisting about this whole thing that we cannot always be expected to come out whilst everybody's living their lives free. We also need to be free because we are in a free country.
And the country says, listen, you are free.
Exactly.
But society...
So what's the need?
But society?
Society really, really condemns us because of the norms. The gender role thing, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It really brings us down. And, you know, the stigma around it
mm-hmm.
has made it very easy for even hate crimes to happen within our country.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Which is exactly what we spoke about last week, yeah. The challenges.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Exactly, because, I mean, I am an activist. I've been doing this work for some time.
Oh,
and I've been in scenes where women, lesbian women and gay guys, been murdered. Now it has escalated to trans people. You know,
mm.
It has escalated to that we see those people dying brutally mm. because people feel the need that they have the power over people's lives. And it is up to them to correct people from who they are.
Now, Busi, what's the difference?
Yes.
What's the difference being part of the LGBTQI plus community and apartheid?
There's no difference.
Hmm.
I have to say, we are still in apartheid, but being free at the same time, being told that we are free. We are under, like, we are oppressed by the society that should be free, that we should live in freely. We are still oppressed. So it's really, really hard to be an LGBTI plus two person in this world. It is really, really hard because we need to also make our parents, people who gave that to us, to understand who we are. We still need to go outside the world and explain who we are. And yet again, it only happens within the community that people need to explain themselves.
All I'm saying is, Busi, please don't stop. Keep on doing what you're doing.
We're not going to stop. There's too much work to be done, if I may say so. There's a lot of sensitization that needs to be done.
And education.
Around the LGBT.
A lot of education. Thank you so much, Busi. I appreciate that. Virginia, hi.
Hi. Hi, Tom.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, wait. Let's start here. Happy Pride Month. Happy Pride Month.
Oh, yeah. Even though I'm conflicted because Pride Month is... This Pride Month is for the international LGBTI. We can't march when it's we are cold. We march in September. Will you please remember in September also?
September is the Pride Month here, right?
Yes, for Africans.
For Africans. There you go. Thank you. You see?
Yes.
You must get educated. It's important, Vij.
Yes.
So which one are you on the on the letters?
On the L, eh?
The L.
Oh, like L.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to come
out?
Do you have to announce who you are?
No. First of all, I think I work for the organization called the Other Foundation.
which is a foundation that works in 13 countries of Southern Africa,
okay,
promoting and advancing human rights of LGBTI people.
Wonderful.
So I am emphasizing human rights because we don't want special rights.
Yes.
We want human rights like everyone else, right?
Wonderful. Yes.
And so if it's my right as a heterosexual person to love who I want and sleep mm-hmm. with who I want to sleep with, and I don't have to explain myself
mm-hmm.
to anyone, why should it happen to
mm-hmm.
to me as a lesbian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you asked a question about the fact that we are free. That is only on paper. There is a huge gap between the law and the attitudes and perceptions of people, not only just ordinary people, your police, your government officials, your health workers, and it is those people's attitudes and perceptions that forces us to say, but I'm a lesbian, and therefore you don't need to misgender me, even with the treatment you are supposed to give me in hospital.
Yeah.
It has to be sensitive of the fact that my sexual orientation does not meet the stereotypes of the society.
And government should be the one educating its society, no?
Yes, the government should be educating the society. I've said in many spaces, Tibos, that I mean we've done with the World Cup, right? We have said Philly is here. We had
many
advertisements that were happening, billboards. Why can't we do that? Why can't we invest on the lives of people that are being lost because of hate crimes and misinformation and lack of information? Because we have religious people who stand on the pulpits and say, mm-hmm. God is love,
mm-hmm.
but then they say LGBTI people are Western animals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that filters down to parents mm. who are sitting in those churches, and they realize that they have a child who's lesbian or gay or transgender,
hmm.
and now they are conflicted because they want to go to heaven. The pastor says, if you have a child like that, you have a demon. So what do you do? And that's why we get so many situations where people who are LGBTI, they also commit suicide, right?
Because yes, they're not affected. Yes.
They are disowned by their parents, right? Some of them get into transactional relationships because they don't have a place to stay. They are kicked out from home.
Which leads to abuse. Oh,
exactly,
man.
Exactly. And now, mental illness.
Virgie, because of time,
yeah.
Let me throw one question at you. It's a challenge. What should I talk about next week, Thursday, regarding Pride Month? Because last week we spoke about...
Let me give you a topic.
Yes.
Human rights, mm-hmm. pride and acceptance.
Human rights?
Pride and acceptance.
Okay. Okay. Tato will have your details and then we can work on this together, yeah?
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the call. That is Virginia Magwaza. Loved it. Hey? And then, I was supposed to play this, but I love the conversation I had with her. But I love what you said at 11, and it still echoes in my head that most of what we do not know, when you think about it, is of our own doing. Why? Because we have this need to be fed information.
Spoon-fed
to
information.
To be spoon-fed, spoon-fed information. Everything is at our fingertips.
It is.
I received a voice note earlier on asking me to explain the difference between pansexual and bisexual. And I'm like, the very same phone you're using to send me this voice note, it's actually the very book you need to read.
Mm-hmm.
Google it. And when you don't understand, you can still dig deeper to understand. The fact that you're curious, start there.
Curiosity is all we need. A curious
start
mind.
It. That's all. Start there.
That's all.
Pride Month. Let's celebrate and educate.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.